right, welcome back to Beyond the Label. I'm Ruby Sturt, and as always, I'm joined by the ever-thoughtful Eric Marquette. Today, we're diving into something that's honestly changing the game for so many students, accessible education technology. Eric, I feel like this is one of those topics where you start reading, and suddenly you're down a rabbit hole of amazing inventions.
Absolutely, Ruby. And it's not just about gadgets, is it? We're talking about things like screen readers, speech recognition software, and alternative input devices. Tools that are, well, opening doors for students who might have been left out before. I mean, when you think about it, a screen reader isn't just a bit of software, it's a lifeline for someone who can't access printed text in the traditional way.
Yeah, and it's wild how quickly these tools are evolving. Like my cousin, he's got dyslexia. He started using a text-to-speech app last year. Before that, reading assignments were this massive source of stress. But with the app, he could listen to his textbooks, pause, rewind, all that. Suddenly, he was actually keeping up in class. It was honestly a bit emotional seeing how much more confident he got. And that's just one example, right?
Exactly. And it ties into this idea of universal design. I always get a bit nerdy about this, but the principle is that if you design something to be accessible for people with disabilities, you actually make it better for everyone. Like curb cuts on pavements. They help wheelchair users, but also parents with prams, travellers with suitcases, you name it. Same with tech in the classroom. If you build in things like captions or voice controls, it benefits a much wider group than you might expect.
Totally. And I think sometimes people hear universal design and think it's just a buzzword, but it's actually about making sure no one's left behind. It's not just a nice to have, it's essential if we want real inclusivity. And I mean, as we talked about in our episode on inclusive classrooms, it's about more than just ticking a box. It's about changing the whole learning environment.
Yeah, and the tech is only as good as the intention behind it. If you're just adding a screen reader at the end, that's not really universal design. It's got to be baked in from the start. Otherwise, you end up with these patchwork solutions that don't really work for anyone. So speaking of intention, there are some real champions out there pushing for accessible education. The W3C, for example, they're the folks behind the web standards that make sure websites are usable for everyone, not just people with perfect vision or hearing. And then there's CAST, which is all about universal design for learning. They're not just talking the talk, they're actually shaping how schools and tech companies think about accessibility.
Yeah, and it's not just these big organizations either. There are heaps of teachers and parents who are like quietly innovating every day. I read about a school that started using speech recognition software for students who struggle with writing. Suddenly, those kids could get their ideas down without the stress of handwriting or spelling. It's such a simple shift, but it changes everything for those students.
And these organizations, they don't just make recommendations, they actually influence policy. The W3C's guidelines, for instance, have shaped government standards for digital accessibility. And CAST's work has filtered into teacher training and curriculum design. But you know, it's not just about the top-down stuff. Teachers and parents are often the ones who spot the gaps and push for new tools. They're the ones saying, hang on, this isn't working for my student. What else can we try?
Yeah, and sometimes it's the parents who are the biggest advocates. Like they'll go to the school and say, my kid needs this tool and here's why. And then suddenly the whole class benefits. It's a bit like what we talked about in our episode on advocacy. Change often starts with one person speaking up.
Exactly. And I think that's why it's so important to keep sharing these stories. Because when you see a school actually adopting these tools, it makes it real. It's not just theory. It's kids getting the support they need right now.
Of course, it's not all smooth sailing. There are some pretty big barriers. Funding, for one. Not every school has the budget for the latest tech. And even when they do, there's the whole issue of training. Like, you can have the fanciest device in the world, but if no one knows how to use it, it's just gathering dust in a cupboard somewhere.
Yeah, and true accessibility means more than just buying the tech. It's about making sure it's actually usable for every learner. I remember reading about a school in the UK, can't remember the name, but they got creative with funding. They partnered with local businesses, did a bit of crowdfunding, and managed to get a set of alternative input devices for their students with physical disabilities. But what really made it work was the ongoing training for staff and students. They didn't just drop the tech in and walk away. They kept adapting as they learned what worked and what didn't.
That's such a good point. And I think that's where ongoing research and development comes in. Like the tech we have now is amazing, but it's not the end of the story. We need to keep pushing for better, more intuitive tools and making sure they're actually reaching the people who need them most. Otherwise, we risk leaving some learners behind, which is the exact opposite of what we're aiming for.
Absolutely. And it's a team effort. Schools, families, tech companies, researchers, all working together. It's not always easy, but when it works, it's genuinely transformative. And, you know, as we've seen in previous episodes, whether it's in the classroom, the workplace, or at home, real inclusion takes ongoing commitment.
Yeah, and that's probably a good note to wrap up on. Tech is just one piece of the puzzle, but it's a powerful one when we get it right. Thanks for joining us for this episode of Beyond the Label. Eric, always a pleasure chatting with you.
Likewise, Ruby. And thanks to everyone listening. Keep the conversation going, and we'll see you next time for more stories and strategies. Take care.
Catch you next time, everyone. Bye.